Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Hey, America. This summer, pledge to stand united behind the grill. Walk with pride, with beef in your shopping carts. Because beef is what's for dinner, and dinner unites us. After all, we may be a country with countless tastes, but united we steak. Join together at UnitedWeSteak.com. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
You've just heard a taste of a new national campaign launched by the Beef Checkoff called United We Steak. The campaign will be featured in national advertisements on digital and social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram. The advertisements will also be shared on video platforms including YouTube and Connected TV in an effort to inspire Americans to grill up their favorite beef meal. To learn more, visit UnitedWeSteak.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families.
Well, the Department of Agriculture has announced the initial purchase of vaccines for the National Animal Vaccine and Veterinary Countermeasures Bank. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service will invest $27.1 million for foot and mouth disease vaccines, which the agency would use in the event of an outbreak. The vaccine bank was created back in the 2018 Farm Bill. Agriculture groups welcome the announcement. National Pork Producers Council President Howard A.V. Roth says the investment is momentous, representing years of NPPC advocacy to ensure U.S. ag is protected should we have an FMD outbreak. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association Executive Director of Government Affairs, Allison Rivera, says the move is a promising first step forward to begin the work authorized in the 2018 Farm Bill, but adds that more action is needed to strengthen this newly created vaccine bank. And speaking of that vaccine bank, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has awarded Boehringer Ingelheim a contract to help supply a vaccine bank that will protect U.S. livestock from foot and mouth disease. The contract calls for Boehringer Ingelheim to create and maintain a strategic reserve of frozen vaccine antigen concentrate that the company could quickly formulate into vaccine for foot and mouth disease in the event of an outbreak in the U.S. Everett Hoekstra, president of Boehringer Ingelheim Animal Health USA, says infectious animal diseases can disrupt our food supply, and governments make significant investments to help prevent and prepare for such events. Well, the Requiring Assistance to Meat Processors for Upgrading Plants, or Ramp Up Act, seeks to increase the nation's meatpacking capacity. The bill was introduced last week by U.S. Representative Frank Lucas, an Oklahoma Republican, and House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson, a Minnesota Democrat. Lucas says the legislation would establish a program to make facility upgrades to existing meat and poultry processors to help them move to federal inspection.
It became quite obvious to myself, Colin Peterson, and a number of my colleagues, we have to have more diversity in the meat processing industry in this country. And that's what the Ramp Up Act is all about. It's one of the many pieces of the puzzle, making sure that facilities have the ability to achieve the standard that will allow them to be USDA inspected. State inspection run is just as good as federal inspection, but if you're going to sell across state lines, if you're going to sell out of the country, you need that USDA stamp.
The legislation includes $80 million in mandatory funds, plus an additional $20 million in appropriated funds. The grants are worth up to $100,000 each.
And there's a one-to-one match, but we waived that for the first year because we've got to increase and expand our packing capacity. And if they don't, in 36 months, achieve federal inspection, then they've got to pay it back. This is our way, get more meat processing going in smaller and intermediate-sized plants, give producers more places to sell, give consumers more opportunities, more places to buy from.
Livestock groups welcome the legislation, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, which says the bill addresses supply chain issues by ensuring cattle ranchers and farmers have robust access to new markets regardless of where their livestock is processed. Registration is now open for the 68th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show. This two-day event has a great lineup of educational speakers and workshops, and of course, policymaking opportunities during the committee meetings and the OCA General Business Meeting. This year's event will take place on July 24th and 25th at the Marriott Tulsa Hotel in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Pre-registration is encouraged, and you can get signed up by going to okcattlemen.org. Don't miss the 68th Annual OCA Convention and Trade Show, July 24th and 25th in Tulsa, Oklahoma.